And we have got a special treat. Every guest is special, but a four piece bluegrass band, let's call it four, is extra special. Black River Review, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so we got everybody's mics up. We could kind of do around the room intros for anyone scoring at home. We'll start on the left.
My left or your left?
My left.
All right, I'm Tim. Tim Lucas, play the banjo, five-string banjo.
I'm Adam Steria. I play the guitar and harmonica, and I sing.
I'm Joe Berg, and I play the washboard and spoons.
I'm Ian Qualley. I play bass.
Ian's mic's not up, but I heard Ian Qualley plays bass.
At six.
All right. And you guys, I saw Tim and Adam here a couple months back, I think it was.
Yeah, it was December.
In January.
Yep.
In January for two nights of playing guitar and banjo and singing into one microphone. It's a duo when the whole band can't make it.
Yeah, you guys are great. You have taken us up on our offer to bring the whole band in.
Yeah, he said bring the whole band, so we brought the rest of the boys.
We love it. We got the washboard now.
Yay.
It's a lot more noise.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more fun, too.
Well, that sounds good. We got a lot more mics going. We got Jeff and John in the engineer and extra production at play here, so this should be some really good sound for everybody. You guys want to just start us off with some tunes, and then we'll talk later?
Yeah,
this is a brand new song, unrecorded. Adam and I wrote this.
It's called Them Kids. Let's
see if the banjo works here.
Take it as it comes every single day. Still you fall with every step, not learning what you could forgive. But you tell the storm there must be a better way. This one's full of kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their bill. It's only much you choose your living like you get another load. Take one step, stop and ask them why. Still do bet to the trigger when your prime they're growing bigger and bigger. You throw your hands, scream up to the sky. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. Feel like a shadow in a crowded ball. You just roam a little too far. You hold that piss too close to your side. Don't think twice, you take my hand. We're digging them holes deep in the sand. You can fill them in, forget the foolish pride. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. They're just trying to get their fix.
Yeah.
All right.
A little harmonica snafu. I'll be right back.
That makes me say yeehaw.
That was great. Black River Review here on the Roadhouse.
It's a real giddy up song.
I like it.
Brand new. I wrote the chords and the chorus about 6 years ago, in college for a songwriting class that I took, and then I brought it to Adam, and he wrote the verses, and we put it all together, and
wow.
That's how you write a song.
But that's, and this is a world premiere then, perhaps? Have you played it live before?
I think maybe we did it as a duo the last time we were up, but I don't know if it sounded that good.
Yeah, that was good. I gotta say, we got some good engineering out there too, because I could hear like all four of you.
Beautiful.
Real good.
Very fun.
Real good.
So is most of the music you do original?
Yeah, it's about, when we play live shows, we like to do, I'd say at least 75%, depending on how long the show is. But yeah, we like to do more original.
Okay.
And you got two albums out, right?
We do. Our first one was Garbage Picking, and we put out one in 2014. Spring thaw.
Oh, that's seasonally appropriate.
Yeah.
It was after that real long winter that we had about three winters ago.
Nice. That was the long one.
Spent most of January inside a recording studio, and it came out in the spring. So
cool. So you're at the tavern tonight and tomorrow night?
We are at the two nights at the tavern this weekend, and we love it. We love playing up here. Adam and I come up here as a duo anytime we can, and come up with a full band. They're so good to us. They treat musicians real nice on the North Shore. We were just at Lutzen on Sunday for the Lutzen Music Festival.
Oh, you were.
And we were skiing, and it was so good.
Excellent.
The North Shore.
That I've heard. I was out of town, but I've heard that's lots of fun.
Oh yeah, lots of Duluth bands.
So you guys are coming up from the South Shore, Duluth Shore, like you're Duluth Superior based?
Yep.
Right on. And you play out on a weekly basis down there? How often do you gig?
Well, lately we've been doing a weekly gig at the Red Herring for the month of March. Do that every Wednesday. And this last Wednesday we played a show there with Charlie Parr and then another band called
Bricks and Bones out of Minneapolis.
Yeah. Nice. And that was for the Second Harvest food show.
A little fundraiser.
Yeah. Nice. But we play the Herring quite a bit. We'll play Carmody's. And then every once in a while playing Superior. But
I was looking at your on your website at your April schedule. It looks pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're running around a little bit. We're kicking off on April Fool's Day playing down at the Ice House in Minneapolis. Our one of our old bandmates, one of my really good friends, is going to fly in and play some mandolin with us too. So
nice.
That'll be great.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool. So is this your full-time jobs, or do you have day jobs?
No.
We all unfortunately have day jobs. All these guys have day jobs. I just do music.
I'm an electrician by trade.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think we have two day jobs, the weekend day job and then the weekday day job.
Oh, and our washboard player actually delivers washing machines and stoves.
That's you can't make perfect. That up.
I thought I heard that in the authenticity of the.
I love that.
Yeah, I actually delivered up in Grand Marais today and got dropped off and been here since 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Business and more business. Yeah.
How many washboards do you deliver?
Not many washboards.
I was going to ask you about that washboard. I mean, is that some... Do you buy that at a music store? Or you make that? Or what's up?
Every washboard I've ever had has been gifted to me, honestly.
Oh.
From one person to another.
Hammered down legacy.
Yeah, I've kind of looked... You look in thrift stores and whatever, but...
Wow. That's a real special sound.
Yeah. I actually got this one at a music festival from a friend's mom. Wow. Who had it in her yard. Or not in her yard, in her laundry room.
Wow.
She thought I should have it, so...
So tell us what you're using to play it because it looks like it's like an eye bolt on one end and a wire brush on the other.
Yeah, these are just percussion scratch for just drums. They're just like a metal
wire brushes.
Yeah, wire brushes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, you have the easiest setup, that's for sure.
I also play with some banjo picks on there, but this is mainly my main setup is the brushes, so
yeah, he's always in tune.
always in tune.
All right, let's hear some more of that good music.
Cool, that's another new one. This is called Dungeon.
Dungeon. song I never sang before. Kick around the ground and I feel the leaves, blowing up the wind, blowing through the trees. There ain't a thing I can do about it. There ain't a word I can't say. It's like living in a deep dark dungeon, baby. I don't know why I feel this way. Down the path leading to the woods, looking at the land where the white pine stood. All I knew was to cut it down. King in the castle still wears a crown. There ain't a thing I can do about it. There ain't a word I can't say. It's like living in a deep dark dungeon, baby. I don't know why I feel this way. There's a fork in the trail, either left or right, or we doomed to fail. All I know is my head's up high, make my own damn road with all our passes by. There ain't a thing I can do about it. There ain't a word I can say. It's like living in a deep dark dungeon, baby. I don't know why I feel this way.
Is it safe to talk now? You know, we're trying to get these into nice bites.
Yes, yeah, so we can save these recordings and for later. We're trying not to talk over the last notes, which is why we're not jumping in and going, wow, that's great. Yeah.
That didn't test
you
well.
You should tell the song's done because I laugh because I'm having so much fun.
No, you guys, we got to get that cut just right.
I like that dungeon. That's now, who wrote that one?
I did.
You did? Yeah. Do you all write songs?
Adam, for the most part.
Okay.
We've all kind of dabbled, but it's mostly been Adam for the most part. Mm-hmm. The last song, Timmy got in on, but for the most part, it's all Adam.
The last song we sang, Them Kids, where I failed to have the right harmonica in, I guess.
Oh, I told him about
that. Really?
Is that like in the wrong key? Okay.
I went to go for the solo and it was like, ugh. And that's happened so many times on stage. The band just looks at me like, really? Really, dude?
You got to paint them different colors.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, or
that's
stickers.
That's a great idea.
I do have stickers on them. That's
all right, all right. At least he's trying, guys.
But,
he's trying.
But can I just say in your defense that it looks very complicated to play the harmonica and the guitar at the same time?
It can be, but that's probably the only multitasking.
It's not like patting your head and rubbing your stomach?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
ever since I've been a kid, I've been impressed by that skill.
Yeah.
It's super hard. Like, how do you breathe?
What's that? Oh, how do I breathe? I have to make sure my nose is clear because it's through my nose a bunch. But then
for me anyway, like as I'm taking pulls through the harmonica and I'm breathing there, so.
Oh, that's right.
That's kind of my saving grace.
Wow. Wow. So, did any guys take like classic training? Anybody? Like, I thought you were maybe going to school.
Yeah, Ian and I actually played in high school orchestra together. He's a couple years younger than I am, but he played upright bass, and I think at that time I was playing the viola, not the violin. But
yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, we've been playing music, and then I went to college for music business, but I studied, and they made me take all sorts of classes.
Yeah, but that's why you don't have another job right now. You're in the biz.
I do the business.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He goes to college. He's doing what he loves.
Is the biz. Tim is the biz.
I am the business? Nah, I don't know about that, man.
Lovely. All right, Black River Review. Playing two nights, two shows at the Tavern tonight, tomorrow night. Turns out there's some other band playing down at Charlie's tomorrow night. You hear
Papa
about
Charlie's
these guys?
Tonight.
Yeah. Oh, is it tonight?
It's tonight. Their name is Kind Country, and they're very good friends of ours. Oh. And so their upright bass player and their fiddle player are going to come up tomorrow night, so we'll have Chris Forsberg from Kind Country playing fiddle with us. He's a phenomenal fiddle player. He's going to drive up from Lutzen and sit in with us. So
oh, nice!
It's kind of the bluegrass thing. We're all friends, and we all jam together. I think we were in a hotel room jamming last week until about four in the morning, and playing all the songs everyone likes to play. So that should be fun. We'll have a special guest tomorrow night, and he is an amazing fiddle player. So
nice, yeah, nice. The Bluegrass Network, huh?
The Bluegrass, yeah, they're from Minneapolis, actually.
Now, what do you guys think of all this bluegrass, all these new terms for bluegrass?
I love it.
Love it.
Is that your sound? Do you put you guys in that category?
It's hard to say. I mean, we all have different backgrounds musically, and, you know, there's some things that bring us together. Definitely there's some common, you know, genres or that kind of thing, but I always found it weird when people try to put, like, a genre on a band or, you know.
That's marketing.
Yeah, true.
It's record sales. But now, what's the difference between bluegrass and newgrass?
Is bluegrass probably a little more traditional?
The color. No, it's...
if you wear a suit or not.
Just marketing. You know, people ask me what kind of music I play, and I like to tell them that I play live music or play, you know. I play the banjo through a bunch of effect pedals and kind of look up to Bela Fleck and stuff like that and Newgrass Revival. And
I normally play a six-string bass when we're playing at a show, so this is a little different for me today.
So I think Ian and I take Black River outside of the traditional bluegrass realm, and we're more, you know, we jam out and we play rock and roll covers and folk songs and as well as traditional bluegrass songs too. You know, we dabble and a little bit of everything, so
hey, that works for the fans. That works for the Roadhouse. That's just what we do too.
Yeah.
That's why we like having you guys in.
Thanks, man.
That's right. Let's hear some more.
Yeah, more, please.
Cool. Another new song.
I gotta make sure I'm kinda in tune here. I didn't want to make a bunch of
noise. Oh, we tune because we care.
Yeah.
I think that's a bumper sticker.
Always in tune.
I can let everyone know that WTIP's Roadhouse receives programming support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, which supports arts, culture, and history programming on WTIP, and the Grand Marais Art Colony, providing services to artists, promote art education, and nurture arts in the community since 1947, located in Grand Marais and online at grandmarieartcolony.org.
All right, this next one is called Along the Way. Wrote this looking out my apartment window out at Lake Superior. It's sunshine's high on a windy day. I see. You're smiling at me, I can't become that man you want me to be. If you don't let me go my own way, if you don't let me go my own way. It's been 5 years,
it's been 5 years,
and I'm living on my own, and I'm still trying to find my way. Learning to survive, we can find a place, babe. Call it a home, thank our lucky stars we're sitting here alive. We thank our lucky stars for sitting here alive.
So at my window, she floated on, still searching like a bird who's flying by. And then I know,
then I know,
long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight.
Take me back
to that home on the lake. Forget all those promises along the way. It all flies by.
It all flies by.
When I think of you, my dear, where you leave me with no other words to say. Yeah, you leave me with no other words to say. So at my window, ships floating on, still surging like a bird who's flying by. And then I know,
then I know,
long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. My window, ships float along, still searching like a bird who's flying by. And then I know, long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight.
Solid.
Very nice.
That was like every song you play is so happy and upbeat, even if the lyrics are down.
Yeah, that's bluegrass for you. That's right. They're happy sounding sad songs.
I got you.
Everyone will be dancing and going crazy in the songs about death and heartbreak and
I'll take it.
All this stuff. But, you know, as long as you keep it upbeat and happy. And it's
the sound usually gets that much more compounded with the bar mentality, usually whiskey for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very fun. So, Tim, I've been admiring your banjo. Is it, it's beautiful. It's got what, mother of pearl inlay?
Yeah, it's a Recording King R20. So, I just kind of had a starting banjo for a while and just learned kind of how to, I still don't know how to play the banjo, but I do my best. And I traded my old one in and found this, and there's a Tin Can Gin sticker on the case. And I was like, oh, I know Tin Can Gin. So I call those guys up and ask them about this banjo. Turns out it's a good friend of mine who moved out to Colorado. He sold the banjo because he needed some gas money.
Oh.
And my friend Harrison Oak, the banjo player from Tin Can Gin, recorded their first album on this banjo. Wow. So it was like, and I just picked it up at, you know, picked it up used at a music store in Duluth, and it's kind of.
So it's got good karma.
Yeah, it's been played by a couple of good friends of mine, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if these guys, I don't know if these guys even knew this story.
That's a great story.
I don't know if anybody knows. Yeah, I might just be making it up too.
Well, we like it anyway.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, the legend lives on.
Yeah. Of the banjo.
Wow, good stuff. Good stuff. So let's see, what else we got to ask, Ann? We always got these usual questions for these guys.
Well, we do. So their next gig after here is the Red Herring.
Wednesday night. 30th. That's the final. Okay. That's the final Wednesday of our month-long residency, and we picked a one heck of a month to do every Wednesday. There's five Wednesdays last month. So.
Right.
So we
March
played
is forever.
Yep. Five
now,
months.
I know where Carmody's is, but where's the Red Herring?
The Red Herring's up on First Street, in between Second Avenue East and.
Block up from the casino.
Yeah, one block up from the casino. It's kind of a new spot. It's been there about 2 years in Duluth now.
Yeah, I think so. They're doing a really great job. It's a really nice venue for bands like us and all kinds of bands and in Duluth, and they bring in a lot of really good acts from all around, and they treat musicians well. So
it kind of sounds like the tavern.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, we got time for probably one more, maybe two. What do you guys feel like playing next?
I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of a rock and roll cover.
Ooh.
Well, it is the Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We could.
What would
you guys want to do?
Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, okay. I just got to retune my...
I'm excited now.
Just
throw it at us. I like it.
Yeah, we're going to do a Buffalo Springfield tune.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is just without all the crazy effects. Usually there's a lot of crazy effects and reverb and feedback and overdrive and all that, but we're going to... Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to take this dang harmonica off on that.
Oh, man.
You got to rock out.
Get in my way.
Get ready to rock.
Here we go.
Pour a sip of water in.
Thank you.
That was great. Yeah,
super rocking.
Thank you for indulging us.
Super, thank you.
Super sounds of the 70s.
I really like the tempo changes in that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very fun.
Now, do you guys have this jam element where you could have just gone for about 25 minutes with that middle section?
With some songs. Not with that. I mean, if we look at each other, we're pretty good at looking at each other.
Yeah, sometimes we're jamming, and then sometimes Ian will fire back into it, and I'll be like, oh, we keep fire.
We usually do that song for like either first part of the set or like the end of the set, just to have it really concise and for people just to be like, oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, real nice.
Love it. Great interpretation of that song.
Thanks.
Very fun.
Do you get tired?
Yeah.
Never. Like physically tired?
Sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Apparently Joe doesn't.
Maybe in April. Maybe in April we'll get tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm fighting a cold right now, so I'm...
Yeah, somebody will get sick, or somebody will maybe stay up a little too late.
Borrow too much happiness from last night.
Yeah, borrow some happiness from the next day.
Occupational hazard.
You know, you're in debt then, so
I have never heard that phrase.
Yeah, when you're drinking, you're just like borrowing happiness from the next day. So
I'll remember that.
That is cute.
Yeah, so, you know, we get tired, but I think you get into it and the crowd gets into it and...
Keeps you going.
Yeah, you forget about it, you start smiling a little bit and...
Oh, yeah.
And there you go.
Well, it's a workout. I mean, I see Joe here. He's getting fired up.
Sweaty. Joe is sweating. Yeah. Always.
He's working that washboard,
after
though.
After the first song, I'm always energized, no matter how tired I am.
It looks good. It looks good. We got time for one more big take us out hit.
Just that win?
Yeah.
This is another new song we haven't put on wax yet, but hopefully we will soon.
It's all over now.
It's all over.
Why are you running today? You put some fight, it won't go your way. Go your way. Shadows in the dark.
Shadows in the dark.
Whispers from the wind.
Whispers from the wind.
I try so hard and I just can't win. But I know those lies. Know those lies. And when you leave me, girl,
when you leave me,
get me out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
Won't be the treasure you left behind. I must be blind. A door's closed. Pages turn. I can't forget things I've learned. A bitter pill made to swallow. And if you need a hand, follow. Eyes are heavy now.
Eyes are heavy.
That's God's sake, you know. So many roads, but nowhere to go. Where do I go? It's all over now.
It's all over.
So where do I begin? I try so hard and I just can't win. Just can't win.
Woohoo!
All right, all right, all right. Black River Review.
Terrific. Playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Gunflint Tavern. You can learn more about them. Find out more about their schedule at Black River Review. That's REVUE.com.
Yeah, Tim, Adam, Joe, and Ian.
Thank you very much,
guys.
Thank you
for having me.
Thanks for coming.
The treat here is every one of you guys has got true talent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nobody's slacking. It's all good.
I was a little out of tune. I guess I was slacking.
Well, keep up the good work. You guys are welcome back anytime you're in the neighborhood.
Thank you so much.
Let us know. Have fun at the tavern.
We always do.